Sound of your money growing. This is Getting Down to Business and Taking Care of Business Radio on the Biz Radio Network. Radio is our business. We are the flagship of your financial future. A union of people using our brains, getting a better deal. When you push this button, you hear the sound of your money growing on the Biz Radio Network.
The law and dollars and cents. Welcome to Bar Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Daphne Patterson, Scott Boats, and Arturo De Leon.
Indeed, welcome to the seventh installment of Bar Talk. We're a radio show that looks at law and legal issues in dollars and cents. I'm Scott Boats. I'm a Texas lawyer, and I help families resolve conflicts in probate and family court. And I'm glad to be joined today not only by my friend and colleague Daphne Patterson, but Clark and Castaldi, immigration lawyers here in Houston. Daphne, introduce yourself to the folks out there.
Oh, well, I am Daphne Patterson, back here with Scott. So the yin and the yang are back together again for a fun day. I do criminal defense work, as all of our listeners should know by now, but may not.
That's right. And, you know, when we talk about yin and yang, sometimes what we mean is that we all look at issues and situations differently. I have spent a lot of time today doing my own type of preparation for this show. This show is about probate wars. And when I say probate wars, I'm talking about disputes in a probate court. And indeed, they can involve will contests, disputes over inheritance, and that sort of thing. But I don't mean to demean an actual war. My father, you know, we talked a few weeks ago. He spent the last weeks of World War II in a German prisoner of war camp. That was a very real war. And one of the things that interests me a great deal in looking at conflict, and that's what courts are about, we're about conflict and helping people work through conflict in the civil setting, deals with the notion of war and what happens in war. Now, indeed, it's not flesh and blood. It's not that sort of war, but it is more along the lines of disputes over ideas, whether it's an idea like who should get a portion of an estate, or whether an individual had the right to give away their estate, or that sort of thing. But yin and yang, which is the way we talk about each other sometimes, it talks about the fact that some of us approach things differently.
Well, flesh and blood can get involved in those probate disputes. I've seen a lot of heightened emotions. So don't you think that mental anguish that comes with a probate war can be akin to the same type anguish that the battlefield feels?
Absolutely. You know, on Thursday, I think was the verdict in the case. I'm not going to use the name of the case, but obviously a jury found that a husband had made arrangements to kill his pregnant wife. Not really an unusual fact scenario, but what that's about, essentially.
Not really unusual fact scenario? Do you have lots of friends who have killed their pregnant wives?
You do hear about that. You know, the San Francisco case and you know, even O.J. Simpson, those are bad relationships.
O.J. Was innocent, remember?
That go really bad and end up in court. But the probate war comes about based upon notions that we all might have about what we're entitled to. Daphne, on my webpage, as you know, is probatewars.com. It's also scottboats.com. But what I emphasize to people is that I look at issues in my on my docket based on more theoretical points of view. And we were joking earlier. I called you at 12:30. I told you I was having a hard time focusing my thoughts on this show, and that you know, I was pretty much just too much in my head and not being able to get stuff on paper. And I have a bunch of stuff here today.
I see lots of paper. You look pretty organized, actually.
Well, and that's just the way I do things. I do spend a lot of time focusing on ideas and words. And today, when we talk about the probate war, it's really, to an extent, it's a reiteration of what Arturo and I talked about 5 weeks ago, involving, for example, the estate of Leona Helmsley. That is a case in which A very famous wealthy woman leaves a large sum of money to her dog, or you know, some of the money she leaves is to her dog.
He may have been more deserving than any husband she had.
And I love my cat, but I would never, you know, in any conceivable scenario, leave that sort of money to an animal. But I understand, likewise,
if you do, I'll take the cat.
Everybody is like that. And then we follow that up a little bit with, remember Anna Nicole Smith? Anna Nicole Smith, a famous stripper, basically, who marries a very wealthy guy who gets wheeled into the topless bar and decides that he is the most important man who's ever been wheeled into her life, I suppose. But, and, you know, so much comes out of that. But both of those cases, Helmsley and Anna Nicole Smith, those are probate wars. They're fights over inheritance. They're fights over the issue of marriage and what it takes to make a marriage and what it is that leads someone to have the status and the rights that flow from, in that case, marriage. But really, the legal word is the notion of heir or heir at law or natural beneficiary. But these are real cases. There is flesh and blood to them. We could go on, for example, Terry Schiavo, when the right to life is being debated, or the right to die, I suppose, is to be debated in that case. That's a probate war. Ted Williams, I did some research on that. Remember Ted Williams? His head is frozen somewhere, but his two kids got into a fight over what should happen with his body. Now, that's a probate war, too. And then last but not least, recently there's a lawsuit filed involving the estate of Newt Rodney, who died in 1933. The guy's been dead for since 1933, but his heirs are suing one another because he was recently exhumed and his femur was removed to determine whether he was the baby daddy to a child who was born about 5 weeks after he died. Well, he's not the baby daddy, but the thing is, some of his heirs are upset about that, and they're suing over various theories of, you know, the usual, oh, our feelings are hurt. And you can go into the real elements for intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Isn't that mostly what those probate wars are, is feelings are hurt? Feelings are hurt because they're left out of the will, or because
feelings that are given status by notions of birthright. And we started, I think, this conversation talking a little bit about marriages gone bad, the football coach who may have killed his wife, or O.J. Simpson, or the guy in San Francisco, I guess Scott and Lacey Peterson. But at any rate, those still go to the notion of the right to inherit or the right to status because somebody has died, and the stuff that flows out of that. But yeah, absolutely. That's the thing of a good probate war. Ideas or accusations are heaved back and forth from one party to another. And that's what I spend most of my time writing about on the website. I have my own probate war story, Daphne. It involves my grandparents who were into their 80s. They'd built a prosperous farm in the Oklahoma Panhandle. But you know, near the end of his life, my grandfather, the patriarch of the family, he developed a nice estate, but he was clearly losing it, living on his farm still in the Oklahoma Panhandle, and doing the sorts of things very old people do, coming up with various delusions about what different people were doing. But I write about that on my website, and so although I sometimes am lighthearted about Leona Helmsley leaving $12 million to a dog or the fight over Ted Williams' head, I don't mean to be disrespectful because I've been through this, my family's been through this, and of course, you and I and other lawyers, we see this every day.
And your website does describe those things very well. It's very profound, very serious. You know, it's very clear, if our listeners go to your website, that you're very serious about this, and all of this jokes and fun is not intended to belittle their opinions.
Right. And the flesh and blood of preparing for a probate war is a will and is a power of attorney or is a living trust. As you know, I think that living trusts are the bastard child of financial sales and law. But nonetheless, a lot of lawyers and a lot of other people love living trusts.
Isn't it mostly the non-lawyers that love those? All those.
A lot of salespeople like them. I know that. But
yes.
But there's that element to it. And certainly here at Biz Radio, here on Bar Talk, we do exist to answer questions. If you want to give us a call at 877-777-7713, we answer those questions. But Daphne, when we came up with this show idea a few weeks ago, you and I and Arturo, we have our different approaches. And I made it clear that, look, my approach is I don't want to really, I can talk to people about, yeah, you need a will, yeah, you need a power of attorney, blah, blah, blah. But it's more interesting to me to talk about these ideas about individuals who think they're going to have a higher right as opposed to others because of these very old ideas that I contemplate when I look at estates. And look, to be honest with you, in my website, I talk about Ephesians 6:12. When I talk about war, that's a book in the Bible, and it says we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and that sort of thing. But what that is sort of a clarion call to the notion that everybody is engaged in some sort of struggle all the time over ideas. We can talk about war in Iraq. We can talk about war like my father knew it and so forth. But we all have our own struggle over ideas. So when people choose to pursue those ideas or choose to pursue their standing with relation to those ideas, I am just more interested in comparing that to the overt war, because that's what all conflict is. It is a notion of war. But so I am more than happy to talk to anybody about wills and powers of attorney and all that.
And that number again was
877-777-7713. It's just that, Daphne, I live in my head too much maybe. So I get these, I start pulling these copies from Black's Law Dictionary about the parens patriae powers of probate courts and why it is some probate courts are called surrogate courts or courts of surrogate jurisdiction. But hey, I'll talk to you about your will, and I'll talk to you about, you know, whether you should leave $12 million to your dog or whatever you want to talk about.
And perhaps how to avoid the family probate fight. You going to talk about that a little bit?
I always love to talk about that, Daphne. But I may make some references to archetypes. I may even use the word archetype when I talk to you, which is kind of, I know that's kind of unusual, but that's what we do when we live in our head. But you're listening to Bar Talk, and today's topic is all about the probate war. That is the will contest and things that you can do in preparation for the will contest or the estate contest. I'm Scott Boats. I'm here with Daphne Patterson, and we invite your calls, 877-777-7713. I'm Scott Boats.
This is the Biz Radio Network.
Have you been targeted or arrested by federal or state law enforcement? If that happens,